Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Also, I just wanted to let you know, I've been having some issues with my computer, and so I haven't been able to get this microphone, my usual microphone, to work because I have to use a different computer until I get the other issue resolved, which it's almost resolved. But anyway, so this is only a test broadcast right now. And I just want to let you know that possibly tonight or tomorrow sometime, I'll be able to get the broadcast done for the topic. Probably the topic I'm going to do is Joyce Meyer and Bess Moore and some of their false teachings. There's a lot of controversy really over should women preach or should women not preach. But I never felt like I was doing anything wrong by being a woman in ministry. And of course, we have a scripture that says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So there, God doesn't discriminate. And I don't think God's double-minded about things. So I know people have different scriptures that they like to throw around where a woman shouldn't do this and a woman shouldn't do that. Well, I believe that God gave women a brain. He also gave us a mouth. And he also gave us a Bible, so I use all of those things. And I've been saved since 1981, and I never felt guilty or I never felt convicted about teaching or preaching the gospel. I always felt like it was something I was supposed to do, and it's something that I really enjoy doing. It's one of the things. Everybody has something that they love to do. Okay, I love researching. I love broadcasting. I like to write. I like to write books. I like to write music. I like singing. And there's certain things that I can do that I enjoy. And I think that, and then there's people that are scientists, and there's people that are attorneys, and there's people that are doctors. Those are, everybody has their different gifts and their talents. And so when you have gifts and talents and you're able to use those gifts and talents and to make that your life's work at some point in your life anyway, then you can really enjoy what you're doing. And I hope that's true for everybody. I know it's not. Sometimes you have to do things in life that you don't really enjoy doing. And you do it because you need to earn a living or you have a family to support or whatever it is. So, but then there's sometimes in your life where you can actually do what you really want to do with your life. And for me, probably for the rest of my life, however long God keeps me here on the earth, I would like to continue broadcasting. I would also like to do some documentary filmmaking. And because I think the message that we have is so very important for the end time church and for these end times that we're in, to be able to speak the truth, to be able to broadcast the truth to how many thousands of people that do listen to this broadcast. And of course, we're nowhere in the hundreds of thousands or nowhere in the millions that listen, but we do have thousands of listeners every month. And I know that people look forward to what we're saying, and we want to be able to bring these programs in the future and to do better quality programs. And all that takes time. Sometimes things come up in your life where you can't devote as much time and as you want to, because really ministry and broadcasting ministry and research and all that, it really does take a lot of time. It takes a lot of time and a lot of studying and a lot of preparation. So if you have anything else going on in your life, it can be a distraction, but sometimes that's how life is. You go along in life and things seem to be running smooth, then all of a sudden, boom, you're hit with something totally unexpected. And so you have to devote more time to the unexpected thing and not enough time to the thing that you really want to do. But anyway, that's my message for today. I'll try to get the program up either tonight or tomorrow sometime. And I'm still trying to work out this microphone thing, but I was able to pinpoint the problem anyway. Thank God we have a computer club here in our town. And they're just a really nice bunch of people there, but you can bring your computer in there. And for people that don't know how to fix computers or they don't know that much about computers, if you check in your county, you might have a computer club like we do. And for a very low membership fee, you can go and take classes, and if you have computer problems that they can fix, you bring your computer in there and they try to fix it. I brought mine in this morning, and we were able to pinpoint the problem, so I just have to purchase some new equipment, and my regular computer will be ready to go. I'm working on a different one now, and I wasn't even able to hook up my regular microphone on this one, but so that's why I'm doing this test. So hopefully tonight or tomorrow I'll be able to get back with the program. But so look for that, okay? I just wanted to put out a message so you know what's been going on if I haven't been here at a certain time, because usually we do broadcast on Saturday, and we broadcast at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And it's just been a little erratic lately, but with some of the problems I've been having with the computer and some of the other things that have come up, which I won't go into right now, but, you know, in the future I'll be able to talk about a little bit more of it. But anyway, be praying for us and just be patient, because we'll be back up and running on our normal schedule, hopefully, within a few weeks. Okay, so God bless you, and stay tuned.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven. Be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.